So I've got a question for all the gamers out there. Are you seriously going to miss out on Alienware's holiday event? I mean, these are holiday prices we're talking about, so it's not just another sale. I took a look, and this is some pretty big bang for your buck. You know, it's Alienware with some of the most advanced engineering out there, with systems at the top of reviewers' lists. And what about a gift for yourself? Give yourself a new Alienware 16 Area 51 gaming laptop. I mean, this thing's got performance at the absolute next level with Intel Core Ultra processors. Plus, you can save on all kinds of displays and accessories like the Alienware 32 4K QD OLED gaming monitor for ultimate visual fidelity. These really are incredible deals on PCs with otherworldly performance. So I'd visit Alienware.com/deals soon and grab what you can before it's too late.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. The new year, same pod, same guys, same issues.
You know, you got some nerves.
Same issues.
It looks like timeliness wasn't on our list of 25 resolutions.
We were supposed to do 11:30. You said, can we do 11? I said, I'm going to be 10 minutes
whoa,
late.
Whoa. We weren't supposed to ever do 11:30. Bob said 11:30. Then he said 11 or 11:30. And
you
I said
it
yeah,
would
11
make it
would be
better
good.
For me if I did 11 so you could do your fantasy stardom or sit 'em or whatever it is you want to do.
No, nice try. I didn't even do that this morning, though.
Oh,
but that's a nice try.
I don't know.
Fantasy
God
season
forbid
over.
I'm 10 minutes
your
late.
Your fantasy
and I said
season
I'm...
actually ended like 4 weeks ago. So no, that was the end of your fantasy
playoffs.
Season.
It was
and
two
then
weeks ago.
Actually, we agreed on 11. Everybody agreed on it. It's now
so
11.
So what is the
11,
big fucking
16.
Deal? I said I'm going to be 10 minutes late. You're counting
I just wanted
minutes.
To know the reason for the tardiness. That's all.
What is the big deal? Tardiness. Who cares?
Wanna...
We got a fucking scheduled fucking meeting to go do.
Perhaps I have things to do with my children.
Oh,
house.
Yeah. You got to. Let's be honest. You're going to sit your ass down there and watch the football games.
No, I'm not. I got work to do today, actually. I got to take down Christmas decorations, lights, things
give
that you,
me,
things
Bob,
that
can
you
don't
know about.
You buy that for a second, Bob? Exactly. Do you buy that he's taking down Christmas decorations
100%.
On Sunday?
100%.
Previous to football?
Because
the
if
last
we stuck to our
the...
timeline schedule, I would have been able to get
God,
out in time
man.
To do
this,
so. Now I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, yeah. The 10 minutes is really going to change you taking down the
10 minutes.
That's a full wreath, Bob. That's one full wreath. Unbelievable.
Happy 2025 to everybody, though. It's good to see everybody in the new year, in all seriousness. Joe, I don't mean to get you riled up. I just wanted to know the reason for the tardiness.
But you have sent in before, I'm going to be 10 minutes late. I don't start counting the minutes. Oh, it's been 14 minutes since you sent the text. That's a little nervy. Can we agree to that? I'm not coming.
No, I don't think so. I don't think I can agree to that, Joe. I don't think
all
I can
right,
agree.
Bob, next time this guy says he's going to be a few minutes late, I am going to have a fucking clock, like a timer on my clock.
Is that an Arizona State Sun Devil coffee mug?
Yeah, Scatabou. Guy won him a bet and he gets the mug.
Scatabou.
It's unbelievable.
I tell you what, that guy, I don't know. Like, I got a little mixed up. Did you watch the game against Texas, Joe, with him?
He played really good. He did.
He played
everything.
Really well. Did you have any issue with him? Like, see, people were freaking out because like he shoved like one of his linemen or a tight end or something after a run.
Let me tell you,
and then he was kind of
threw a touchdown. He caught a fucking 60-yard pass. The guy ran for two touchdowns. I mean, the guy did everything and more he can. If he wants to shove one of his linemen to get him motivated, then so be it.
I have to agree. I mean, listen, you play that sport, you know as well as I do, like the best players, usually the guys who really like tend to carry the team, like they're also the guys who try to motivate everybody else. So, I mean, I saw
they're not in that game
freaking
without
out
that
about
guy.
It. I know. And I saw people freaking out about it. And I'm like, this kid's the only reason you're even like, if this guy wasn't on your team, you wouldn't even be here.
Mikey, let me ask you something. I first off, I'm a huge Ohio State fan in regards to I was losing, so I put everything on Ohio State, loaded in.
Proud of them.
A bet Ohio State.
A lot of work to do, but I'm proud of them.
Yeah, I owe them a lot. They looked amazing. Don't you think Will Howard is so focused on the fans, though? He's constantly pumping up the fans.
He's a little in himself.
Do you know, agree with that or no?
I got to be honest. I think that he's a guy to me that I think is not like – the previous Buckeye quarterbacks, C.J. Stroud, Justin Fields, like these guys were gearing up to go to the NFL. I don't know if Howard is thinking about anything other than just being in the moment, being on this team. And I mean, listen, I like it. I mean, if they're winning, I like it. I mean, how could I not like it? He's very, very emotionally invested into the game, at least it seems like. People talked a lot of shit about him when the season ended, and maybe, you know, rightfully so after they lost that game at home to Michigan. But he's been outstanding. He was outstanding against Oregon. He was outstanding against Tennessee. Well, they got a lot of work to do. I'm not even talking about it. They got to keep going. They got to keep the foot on the gas. I find it fascinating,
the Ryan Day situation, because you wonder if with every game they win, he has a chance to hold on to his job. So if he didn't already, I think maybe if he wins one more game, gets into the national championship, then he does secure the job, or he has to seal the deal. Yeah.
I think he's safe either way. The athletic director came out and flat out, even after the Michigan game before the playoffs started, said he wasn't going anywhere. Yeah,
there you go.
So, he just can't beat Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he can't beat Michigan. If they win the national title, all's forgiven.
Who cares? Mm-hmm. To be honest,
all is forgiven. To be honest, I mean, it sucks. I want to beat them more than anybody, but
you would take a national title over beating Michigan, though.
It depends how many years in a row you're talking. Like if you told me you're gonna win this national title but lose 20 games in a row to Michigan, I'd probably flip it and say I don't want that.
If you win the national title but you lose the next 3 games in a row to Michigan,
I'll take three more. That's fine. If we win this national title, because that's if Ohio State wins this national title, the road they would have had to go through to get there, SEC team, the number one seed, undefeated Oregon. Texas, and then potentially Notre Dame. I think it's one of the better runs to a national championship I would have ever seen. Now, all that aside, the focus is on Texas. We got to be
Sarkisian in Texas.
No, they're not. They're the worst draw. I think they match up the best against Ohio State. The very elite secondary.
I think if you make it through this game, though, I think you guys are going to win the national title. Because I don't see Notre Dame being the team. And you guys own Penn State and James Franklin.
Tell you who's a stud and just a good-looking cat and easy to root for is Marcus Freeman.
Oh, yeah. By the way, a Buckeye.
Was he a Buckeye?
He played linebacker at Ohio State. Yeah.
What a likable guy. He's so easy to root for. No matter what you think on, I'll tell you who also didn't like him was Cutsy's burner was very low on him to start the
game. He's a Notre Dame fan.
Remember when they lost to Northern Illinois?
Yeah, it was like he was ready to tar and feather this guy in town square.
It just goes to show how fans just change the script so quickly.
Yeah, look, Marcus Freeman. I think, Georgia fans. The thing about that Sugar Bowl,
that was not a real.
By the way, first and foremost, thoughts and prayers to everybody involved in that fucking awful disaster that happened on Bourbon Street, in a sick world. But that Sugar Bowl for Georgia fans are going to say like, what they were saying that Gunnar Stockton going into that game, they were like, Gunnar is better than Carson Beck. He's better than Carson Beck. Then after the game, the excuse is, well, we lost because we had our backup quarterback in. It's just, you got to pick your lane, you know, because I would guess the majority of people would have thought that Georgia was going to beat Notre Dame. That's a massive win because Notre Dame, I feel like, is the same thing every year. They win all these games. They maybe lose one game. They get into the playoff and then they get blown out by a big blue-blooded like SEC team or a big Big Ten team. This was a massive win for Notre Dame. Massive win. I don't care who was playing quarterback for Georgia. They needed to get that like stigma off of them that they can't beat one of these major national championship programs, and they did it.
Joe, I'm Mikey. I got a Joey D story for you that I wanted to start the pot
This
with. It's
poor
one of,
guy, man. Joe,
no,
I'm
no, no,
sorry.
Joe,
Joe,
I'm
I'm
not
so I
making.
started it, Joe. I
Joe,
started it. It's my
Joe, you
fault. It's
know
my
how
fault, Joe.
funny this was, because even Joe on the ride home admitted how ridiculous it was. For we yesterday go out and play with Anthony Rizzo
Now,
and
yesterday was
had.
Saturday, for the record.
Correct. Yes, correct. Recording Sunday. But
Right.
we had one of the most fun I've ever had on a golf course. We had a fucking day. We meet him for breakfast. We're having cocktails at breakfast. Then we go out and we play. We have dinner at, like, we were having a fucking ball. Nobody was ready to go home. But on the ride over there, Cutsy comes in this insane fit. Like,
He thought it was a good fit, Bob. He said so.
I saw.
Mikey.
I mean, Bob. I saw the fit. You put it out there for everybody. You banged
What
him. You
a
banged Joe pretty bad on that.
wild, wild
Joe,
fit.
that was a tough angle he put up of you there. That was a tough
Whoa.
angle, Joe.
Yeah,
I've
but
actually lost almost 15 pounds,
looks
Mikey.
slim.
I
He
know.
looks
I know. I
slim.
know. He
The
Bob
problem
climbs
is, you
these
know, when I
angles.
lose weight, I lose all the weight in my face first, and the fucking gut takes forever to slim down, man.
That
The thing's like granite.
dude, your belly is
It's like
equivalent.
hardened
It's,
rock.
I'm telling you, it's like, you know, like those really, like, I'm not gonna, not like rich celebrities, but you know, those like real wealthy older men who just have like, they look totally normal from the back. Everything looks torn. Then
I
they turn
know.
around and
Tough.
there's just like this rich belly. There's just this like a
Blood.
pot belly full of gold. That's what you
Right.
got.
He
It's
does look
built
leaner.
off of Wagyu and fucking shellfish, man.
But if you
It's
That's
like
so bad.
marble,
That's
dude.
so
It's just
bad.
chiseled.
But
But
I will
yeah,
say,
Bob,
though, if you
thanks.
No,
look
go
at
ahead, Bob. I'm
Joe
sorry.
now, I mean, he looks lean. He
Yes.
looks very
Oh,
lean.
I do not look lean. I look better than I
Right?
did.
You do.
I'm
You
on my
do.
journey. I'm on my
But
journey.
we're driving there, Mikey, and he turns to me. We're like 5 minutes out from the course, and he turns to me and he's like, "Hey, Bob," he's like, "you know, if there's anything that you want to ask about the World Series, if they should have brought out Norquette, Cortez, like anything that you're questionable about, let me ask it. I have no problem asking." I said, "Joe, we're not gonna do it that way, man. Like, no. Like, it's just, if there's anything that you want to
That's a
ask about the
hard-hitting question, though, Joe.
World, it is, but I didn't want him coming in hot to
It's
breakfast
true.
asking about the World
Well,
Series."
I feel like in that situation, like Rizzo's going to meet you to play golf, like not get interviewed for Sports Illustrated,
Right.
you know?
Right. But we end up having a
Joe, I do like the question.
Well, I'm not a big
that
baseball guy, so I could ask those kind of questions, be like, I'm
That's
not
true.
really a
That's
big
true.
baseball guy, so I'm just wondering. And then that way Bob could get his answer and I would take, I'm trying to be a good guy here.
Which I would love to know his thoughts on that. I would love to
Gave
know.
his thoughts.
He did, well, he did, because then later in the round, we're having so much fun that we're talking about anything's on the
Anything is on
table.
the table, got it.
Anything's on the table. We had so much fucking fun. But you know, Joe will show up to breakfast and be like, you know, why didn't they bring out Weaver? And you know, in but like when we just met the
Well,
guy,
Weaver is a friend of the
you
pod.
ever
He's a friend
think
of the
about
program.
taking you ever think about taking that third ball, you know, not taking that and actually putting a swing on that and putting it out to right field, or did you not even consider that?
I'm like, you could tell that it still bothers these guys. Like, they
It
wanted
should.
it
That's good.
so bad. Yeah, like
That's
they
good.
wanted, you could tell it still really, really stinks. And
That's good to know,
so we're
honestly.
having dinner after and we're talking a lot of baseball. We're talking about the playoffs, stuff that happened, different situations or whatever. And we're talking about the World Series, and Gutsy turns to all of us. He's like, "Could you, do you believe that Dodger lineup, Bob?" He goes, "You got Mookie Betts." And he pronounces Mookie wrong. He goes, "You got," he goes, and he's like screaming, and he's screaming,
Screaming.
and he goes,
Well, I mean, Joe's normal volume, like mine, is
"Oh."
just, it happens. We're Italian, Joe. We happen to be loud people. That is
And
what it is. D Joe, don't be ashamed of that. Don't hang your head
no,
in
no,
shame.
I'm not.
I saw you hanging your head in shame. Don't do that
The guy's
shit.
acting like I'm a fucking freak show
No, I'm
screaming.
not. I was taking
Not
your
you,
side.
Bob. I'm
I
not
know, but
saying
I saw
you.
you hang your head in shame. Don't do that. Don't do
Goes,
that. Be
he
proud
goes,
of who
some
you are.
caged animal or
He
some shit.
like
All right,
hits,
finish the story, Bob.
he hits the table. He goes, "Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani." And I'm watching Rizzo, and Rizzo's getting kind of annoyed.
Freddie Freeman.
I did say Freeman. And
Yeah,
then finally he
of
looked at
course you
me.
did.
He finally, he looks at him and he goes, "All right, Joe." He's like, "Enough." He's like, "I don't want
it." Was a bit much. I didn't realize it was a bit much. Well, you think that's bad? I got a story for you. This is what Bob does. We show up, Mikey. By the way, this place is like pristine. It's like in the top 100 golf courses.
This was bad. I was embarrassed about this.
We show up.
Where was the course? L.A.?
No, it's in Florida. Florida. It's near Boca or something like that. Okay. So we show up. This place is pristine. They got a guy to greet us at the front. I'm looking how we look all disheveled. And so we walk in.
You didn't look disheveled. You were fucking buttoned up.
I thought I looked good, but apparently Bob thought I looked
Joe, you had your polo tucked in, buttoned all the way.
I was dressed to the nines because we're going to a really pristine spot.
I get
spot.
It. Why? What was Bob wearing?
Whatever Bob wears. So we go into the course, right? We walk in. This guy meets us at the front like we're being, escorted into the White House or something. Gate that opens. We show up.
You know what it sounds like? You know what it sounds like? You remember Independence Day when they drive up to Area 51 with the president and they finally unveil it? And that's what it sounds like a little bit.
So this guy greets us. He's like, "Gentlemen, how are you today? You ready to have a great time?" We're like, vibes are very high. We start walking into this clubhouse. As soon as we walk in the clubhouse directly on the wall, as soon as you walk in, is a picture of A-Rod, a big picture. And Bob looks at this guy and he goes, "That I could do without." I'm like, the guy looks at us and he goes, "Well, he is a member here, so we're kind of obliged." And I was like, "Oh my God." And Bob's like, "How about we just keep this between us?"
Because you know what?
At what point do we let it go with Rod, man?
As soon as he stops posting these ridiculous TikToks trying to get people.
Okay, that. But, let's talk about it strictly from a Yankee perspective. This man did a lot for the franchise. We won a World Series. Bobby carried us in that playoffs in the ALDS. He carried us in the ALCS.
Bob has such a gripe with this guy. Could you imagine going into a club and just looking at this guy who's I don't know if he was a GM or who he was, and just being like, "You see, now that I could do without." And we hadn't even walked in yet.
To be honest.
Hates A-Rod.
Right after it, I did think to myself, I was like, "Who the fuck am I? Who the fuck am I to walk in and then just pick apart?" I felt bad.
But it's a personal vendetta, though. It's not like you're going in there to say that, because you think who you are. You legitimately, they don't know the backstory. You have this villain backstory with A-Rod.
Like he couldn't believe what he said. He goes, "Well, see, all these guys." There was a picture of Dan Marino. Who was the other guy? Whitey Ford, Bob. Who was it?
Ford. Great.
All these guys. He's like, they're all members, so they all have their pick. Like, it's not even. By the way, it's not even like a picture. It's like a portrait that's painted. It's very classy.
Yeah. Wow. Next thing you know, A-Rod's locker was like three lockers from.
Was it?
Yeah.
I was like, "Bob, what would you do if you saw him? If he was there while you were golfing,
he would dap up A-Rod in a heartbeat. Oh, he would dap up A-Rod. Sure. He would get a picture with A-Rod, no doubt about it.
A-Rod would say something to him, and he would turn like you did with Aaron, and all of a sudden he'd be like, A-Rod's a good guy.
You put it aside. You put it aside because you're in the presence of greatness. That's what it is. Yeah. You just have to recognize that.
I would. I'd be very cautious. But Mikey, he'll post TikToks of him analyzing an at bat where he hits a homer in the 2009 World Series, and it's all about him. It's all about A-Rod. A-Rod's all about A-Rod, and you're not gonna find a bigger A-Rod fan than A-Rod.
Scheme of things, he's not the cockiest athlete of all time.
He 100%
is. He was very much himself.
I mean, he's not like a Terrell Owens.
Well, not as many off the field crazy things that he did. I don't think he was emotionally as unstable as Terrell Owens was throughout his career. But the thing about A-Rod was you got guys like Terrell Owens, A-Rod, these polarizing athletes. There's one thing I'll say. if you're going to act a little bit like off the page and you're going to be a little unliked with your personality, you better be able to back it up on the field. And these guys are got, like Terrell Owens, one of the greatest of all time. A-Rod, one of the greatest baseball players of all time. Like that's indisputable. It's the same thing with like the, like not everybody likes like championship prize fighters, but some of them, you know, they're great fighters. Like UFC, same thing. A lot of these guys rub people the wrong way. But if you could back it up, I think you kind of, you kind of got to just say, all right.
That's the McGregor effect.
Yeah, well, great family, man.
By the way, I will say, Mikey, in your defense, because there's all these fights. We were even talking about it with Rizzo. There's all these fights where you say, oh, I'm not watching it. Like, I'm guilty of it, too. Like, I'm not
Jake
watching
Paul
it.
Fights.
My dad's the biggest every time. Like, I'm not watching that fight. And then he sees Tyson versus Paul, and I see him, like, leaning over to my laptop to see.
Yeah.
All the time. Yeah. With that being said, if McGregor fights Logan Paul, I will not watch that because that is ridiculous.
You will watch it.
No, that's the one.
Logan Paul's not even, I mean, he's a WWE guy.
Yeah, like that one I will not. I have so much respect for Jake in the sense I think Jake's a real boxer. I really do. But that fight is so ridiculous. Like, I don't even think McGregor's going to be training for it. It's for them to, if it goes down. Maybe I will watch the fight, but I'm telling myself.
He will absolutely watch the fight.
I don't know, man. Like, what a farce that is. Like, is that going to draw massive numbers? I guess because McGregor's name alone will draw it, but like, who cares about that?
I mean,
like, who actually cares and wants to see it? Tyson Paul was a little different.
Crazy. Did you see the numbers? They'll put up the stats of what that did. It was like more than the Super Bowl. It was insane. Yeah.
Well, it was also on Netflix, so it was free, right? So anybody and their mother could watch it, which was very smart.
Well, yeah, but only if you have Netflix.
I understand that, but I'm saying most people, I would think, today's day and age has Netflix.
Well, it's a smart thing to do, and I'm going to tell you why. It's the same thing the NFL did last year with Peacock, and all of a sudden they put a playoff game on Peacock, and all of a sudden Peacock spiked like however many million. And how many of those people you think actually cancel the Peacock? Once you're in, once one of these streaming services gets you through the door and gets you scrolling and looking for shit, then
you
gotta
look at your subscriptions. I have subscriptions sometimes.
Oh.
I couldn't even believe that I still have this. And they're charging you like $7, $10 a month, and it just flies under the radar every time.
Katsi's like
that Brazzers subscription, Joey did. The Holly Houston best of.
I've never subscribed. Cutsy's
like that with credit cards, dude. If you ever look into Cutsy's,
how many credit cards you got, Joe? Over under eight and a half.
Joe, can you pull? Actually, I don't want people to see his numbers, but like, I'd love Cutsy to just pull out the credit cards in his wallet.
You want me to do it?
I do. Hide the number. I mean, Bone can do it.
Vegas is putting the over under. Realistically, I'm going to say 6.5 would be the Vegas over under. 6.5. You're taking the over on that, Bob?
I'm taking the under. I think he hits 6.
Okay.
I think he hits 6. I don't think he's
going to. Joe, be very careful when you pull them out of the wallet. Make sure you don't show the numbers.
Now, small wallet, by the way, so you wouldn't think that there's
not
that.
That's a nice
wallet.
Is that Louis?
Yeah, it is,
dog.
Oh,
the Louis.
That ain't no checkerboard.
It was a gift.
Mikey, it's the Louis.
All right, are you ready?
Louis Slim Wallet.
Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead. One. Two. All right. Three. Keep going. Holy shit. Four. All right. He's still pulling like he's not even close to being done. Five. Okay. Oh, that's the platinum. That's the big dog. Yep. I saw it. Six. You need another Amex? He's got Amex Platinum, Amex
Gold.
Hit the over. Seven. Wow. That was seven, right?
Seven.
That's insane.
Tell you what. What
but
a great
some
line.
Of them,
great
some of them, line. But line. Some of them are for like Canada. So
did
like
you hear me, by the way, Joe? I set the over under at 6.5. What
Vegas
a line.
Knows.
Vegas knows, man.
Wait,
and
Joe,
that's
but what?
The silver tuna, Mar.
This guy's so fucking shot, bro.
Shot. By the way,
that was the most jokey thing ever, to pull out a platinum card and then the very next card was an Amex gold card. Like,
well, that's a personal card. That's a personal card.
No. Oh, okay.
Platinum is for LLC. Fair, that's for the Joey Cold Cuts LLC.
That's going black next year, dog.
Oh, man.
I want to get one of those. Those ones. Sure. You drop a black card on a table. By the way, Bob, you know that having that multiple cards that I spread out all my spending, you get perks from each card, and it helps your credit score. My credit score is, I've talked about it before. It's tremendous.
We played with Frank and Omer. Omer last week, and he's like, Joe, like, why would you have your accountant be a fan? And he's like, he goes, well, Frankenheimer, anybody can be an accountant. That doesn't matter. He's great.
He is. My accountant.
I mean, there's guys out there just getting their CPAs just left, right, and center. I mean,
yeah, it's a crazy statement. I said, Joe, no, that's
my
not
accountant.
The case.
My accountant's been tremendous. He's been awesome. Yeah. Guys saved me a lot of money, Mikey.
Well, listen, it's tax season, Joe, and we gotta, you know, protect the bag. Protect the bag.
All right,
yeah, this is scary time.
By the way,
speaking
about protecting the bag,
you always beat me to it.
So I've got a question for all the gamers out there. Are you seriously going to miss out on Alienware's holiday event? I mean, these are holiday prices we're talking about, so it's not just another sale. I took a look, and this is some pretty big bang for your buck. You know, it's Alienware with some of the most advanced engineering out there, with systems at the top of reviewers' lists. And what about a gift for yourself? Give yourself a new Alienware 16 Area 51 gaming laptop. I mean, this thing's got performance at the absolute next level with Intel Core Ultra processors. Plus, you can save on all kinds of displays and accessories like the Alienware 32 4K QD OLED gaming monitor for ultimate visual fidelity. These really are incredible deals on PCs with otherworldly performance. So I'd visit Alienware.com/deals soon and grab what you can before it's too late.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Yeah, good name for a seal, dude. Really good name.
Yeah, it almost sounds like it's made up. Maybe.
Yeah,
you know,
it's pretty crazy.
You don't know.
Joe Rogan just had a guy on who wasn't a Navy SEAL, but he was on like the CIA, and he got put in jail, and he talks about all this stuff from the CIA. It is just fascinating to see. I love hearing Navy SEAL. Any Navy SEAL, I love hearing talk, and then anybody with like the CIA that was deep into the CIA, like in Afghanistan or Pakistan, that stuff I'm fascinated by.
A lot of secrets.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit out there. More and more stuff coming out about the drones, which is interesting. But I think it's a good time, I think, to head on over to our buy or sell segment here. And I'd like to know what Joey D is either buying or selling.
I don't know if you guys saw this thing with Jimmy Butler the other day, but I got to tell you, man, it's just these athletes now, man, are just in such of their own world. This guy is set to make $48.5 million this year, and he's going off a tangent saying, I'm not happy. You know, I find happiness off the court. I'm not happy here. The Miami Heat have been so good to Jimmy Butler. For this guy to go and make it about him, as all these guys tend to do, it's just so preposterous. I'm selling these superstars who are just not content with their lives, with what they have. And now this guy is going to try to find greener pastures. And you know what, Bob? The grass ain't always greener on the other side. This guy is a problem as all these. It seems to be mostly in the NBA too. Some of them are in NFL, whatnot. Mikey, could you imagine complaining if you were making $48.5 million?
Dog, you give me
living
you give
in
me,
South Florida in Miami.
You give me a fraction of that untaxed. I'm retiring and never complaining for the
you're
rest
living
of my
in
life.
Florida.
A fraction of it.
No
a fraction,
tax.
The smallest
you're
fraction.
Living in Miami, life is good. Like, I mean, you're the star of the team. They've made everything about it about you, and you're complaining. It's like, I just don't get it, man. I don't understand it. It's like, it's not like they've been a bad team for 10 years. They've been in the playoffs. They made a run. They were in the championship. It was 2 years ago. Like, I just don't understand how these guys can just go from being content to all of a sudden next second, making it about them and just completely derailing their entire team, their teammates. And now if you're the Miami Heat, now you got to get rid. Like, he's basically not giving you an option as a team to keep him because he's saying he's not happy. He doesn't see that there's a way he's going to continue playing there. And he just basically gives the team an ultimatum. And what do? You got to trade it. It's unbelievable.
Now more than ever in sports, these players are able to force their way
That's my issue. That's something that really, like,
well, that's what I'm saying.
That's really the ownership players union type of thing where they got to come up with something that's going to prevent them from basically, you know, forcing ownership's hand and creating these situations where it's like, well, either X happens or I'm like, it can't work like that. And I know it's such a business, but you know what? The owners have a lot to blame on themselves too, because for years before, like, this was not common. Like, no. My grandfather always told me, and Bob, you'd find this interesting. Back in the day, like in the 50s, the 40s, these Yankees, like Joe DiMaggio, Yogi Berra. Yogi Berra had a part-time job when he was playing for the Yankees. He had another job. He was working at a suit store. Like, Phil Rizzuto had another job when he was playing. Like, could you imagine having to have, like, another job to support? These guys weren't making any money. And now I guess, like, it's come
now
so
Soto's not
circle.
Happy. He doesn't have a fucking
right. Like, this guy wants to make $1 million in at bat, basically. You know, I mean, like, it just has come so full. It was so one polar, you know, opposite. And now it's completely on the other side. And it's just, there's no end in sight. I mean, somebody's going to get paid $1 billion soon. Soto, with all his incentives and packages, is pretty much there. He's pretty much right under $1 billion.
Mikey, could you imagine being in the city and, like, walking into a bodega and Garrett Cole's making your chopped cheese?
What I'm saying. Yeah. I walk into, you know, Dairy Queen with Dom, and Caleb Williams is putting rainbow sprinkles on his soft-serve vanilla ice cream. Yeah. Listen, that could happen. But, no. it's crazy. And like I said, there's no end in sight. It's only getting crazier. The guaranteed money, the bonus, the signing bonuses, it's only getting crazier. So at what point does the bubble ever burst? I don't know. It seems like it's out of control, but every year it gets crazier.
They really can. They just force their way into threes, and nobody really sticks things out with the team anymore and, like, rides it out through the hard times and, like, the hard years to then get back. So it's rare and rare to find somebody that sticks with their team.
That LeBron started that, would you say? Like, he really helped push that movement when he did the thing with the South Beach, the announcement.
Yeah, because then
I'm
going to
tell you
things...
who else did it, though. I'll tell you who else did it. He shouldn't get a free pass. Eli Manning. When Eli Manning got drafted by the Chargers, and they that
oh,
whole thing
yeah.
with his father, they were like, he's not going to play there. You got to trade him to New York. And they did the Philip Rivers swap for Eli Manning.
Yeah.
That kind of was like the first where it was like, what the fuck is this? Like, whoever drafts you, you go play. Like,
yeah,
that was the first thing that I remember anyway, where it was kind of like that a little bit.
He, remember he's standing with the Chargers jersey and he's like miserable. Like he's like about to cry. Miserable.
Yeah.
I remember as a Grizzlies fan when I was growing up, Steve Francis is piece of shit.
Steve Francis was the man.
He said if the Grizzlies draft me, I will not play. And they drafted him like second overall. And he was like there with the jersey and like he refused to play.
Where did he end up going? The Rockets?
He went to Houston.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
He played for the Rockets. Did he ever do a stint with
Knicks?
The
Didn't he go to the Knicks at one point too? Or am I wrong?
No, you know what's in the Knicks?
I remember he was great on NBA Street. Stevie franchise.
Stephon Marbury.
Oh, Starberry was great. He was a net. Yeah. He was a net too.
That's when he was great.
I was at a game, Nets game. He dropped 50 on some team. Starberry.
Those old school, like remember like Sebastian Telfair coming out of high school, those clips.
That generation of NBA was fun, man. That was like the NBA Street generation. That was very fun. Like Yao Ming, Shaq, and like their primes. And that was fun. That was a lot of fun.
I got that NBA Jam in my basement, like the arcade game. That's and sometimes without even playing, I just toggle through the teams to, cause you know, they give you two guys. It's their bet, like Kobe and Shaq. And you just toggle through the teams.
Some reason Jordan wasn't in the game. I don't think they got the rights to put Jordan in the original NBA.
Yeah, because who was it? Pippen and Horace Grant?
It was Pippen and Horace Grant.
Yeah. Horace Grant with the fucking goggles. I love the Rex Specs. Shout out Rex Specs. I wore those back in the day.
Did you really?
When I was like in middle school, I had glasses, so I had to wear the Rex Specs playing basketball.
Do we have a picture?
If I could find a picture, I'll get it.
I would really appreciate that.
Rex Specs. Listen, Rex Specs, nobody wears them anymore, I feel like. I guess because of contact lenses.
Did you get made fun of for wearing those things?
No, because it was like semi, like any kid with glasses was wearing rec specs when they played basketball because they couldn't, you know, they didn't want to break their glasses. So it was
it's one of my favorite big show is Mikey, and it's just so on brand where he has in football, you see how the eye black all the way.
Right. That's right.
And he had the Brian Bosworth neck.
Oh yeah, that thing looks like he just took it off a fucking seat cushion.
May not have been the most athletically gifted, but if you were coming across me, it was gonna be a long day for you. You're gonna have to work, dog.
If you were playing like fuck around, pick up basketball or whatnot, I would not want to go up against Mikey because he would just body the fuck out of me and show no mercy whatsoever. You know who's a fucking you can't play pickup games with either is Joey D. Joey D.
Is that right?
Oh, I mean, dude, in a four-season soccer game, he tore his Achilles. He was going in the first, like, minute, dude. He was piling over people, and he ruptured his Achilles on the soccer.
It was not good, Bob. It sounded like a gunshot. It was awful, man.
And he kept playing. Mikey, he tried to keep playing.
You know what he reminds me of? You ever see Along Came Polly with Stiller and Jennifer Aniston? What's his name? Let it rain.
Yeah, he's missing every shot.
Philip Seymour Hoffman. There's a video
of Cutsy. I don't know if Cutsy is it a post where he's got the headband on. I think Nicole took the video.
Oh my!
And he looks like
that was a promo video, right, for DraftKings or something, wasn't it? Yeah,
I don't know if
when he DoorDashed the basketball.
I had the wristbands.
I remember that video. That's the Let It Rain.
I usually don't like when he goes back into the phone, but Joe, do you think you could pull that up?
I'm trying to look. Hold on.
I'll go to my cell, Bob, while he's going, if you want.
Nicole has it for sure.
If we can get that. If not, we'll just pop it up.
That's not far along ago.
This is not it. This is not
it. Okay. All right, Joe.
I think I got it.
Yes.
Wait.
Oh my! Let it rain, rain dance,
dude. He looks just like him.
Come on, dude. That's a rain dance.
Look, I was just chucking those things.
Ruben, I just figured out how to cover this man right here. Okay, let me cover. Philip Seymour Cutsman.
If you could, Joe, send that to Bones.
That's a must. That's a must.
If you're a defender, you need therapy after trying to deal with that.
Dog, Mike. You're the highlighter yellow shirt, too. That's no fucking... Is that a Lulu? What is that?
Yeah, it was
me. So I've got a question for all the gamers out there. Are you seriously going to miss out on Alienware's holiday event? I mean, these are holiday prices we're talking about, so it's not just another sale. I took a look, and this is some pretty big bang for your buck. You know, it's Alienware with some of the most advanced engineering out there, with systems at the top of reviewers' lists. And what about a gift for yourself? Give yourself a new Alienware 16 Area 51 gaming laptop. I mean, this thing's got performance at the absolute next level with Intel Core Ultra processors. Plus, you can save on all kinds of displays and accessories like the Alienware 32 4K QD OLED gaming monitor for ultimate visual fidelity. These really are incredible deals on PCs with otherworldly performance. So I'd visit Alienware.com/deals soon and grab what you can before it's too late.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Really nice, Joey Dick. Really, really nice. All right, yeah, let's go over Mikey if you want to do your buy or sell.
Yeah, I'm selling this week also. I finally took the time to watch this. I knew it was going to be bad because it was already out available for rent, so I rented it one night just because I had to. Man, oh, man, was Gladiator 2 bad, bro.
Was it
man,
bad?
I'll say this. It was entertaining from the standpoint that, like, Denzel is, like, always entertaining. So Denzel just, like, and Pedro Pascal is very good. But the storyline was so insanely out of this world, preposterous, out of nowhere. I actually thought...
Was his son or something?
I think. Yeah, I don't want to ruin it. I don't want to give any spoilers. But the beginning of the movie, I'm like, all right, this is going in one direction. And then it just... It was such a desperation to keep the ties to the first Gladiator movie that they just rearranged the whole plot just to do that. And I think it would have been better had they just went in another direction. It was so comically, when they flooded the Colosseum and had these sharks swimming around, it was some of the worst CGI sharks. And CGI, by the way, if it's not in like a fantasy movie, like an Avatar, Star Wars, something where you don't know what things look like because it's make-believe, like everyone knows what the fuck an actual real shark looks like. So if you're going to CGI a shark, it better fucking look good because everybody watches Shark Week and everybody's watching... It was so comically awful. It was CGI baboons, like killer huge baboons. It was outrageously stupid.
I will say the Colosseum, they did use to flood it. They would have battleships like fighting
yes,
one another.
That's but the sharks, Joe.
Well, the sharks is ridiculous.
Have you seen it?
The sharks is ridiculous, but I'm saying in history, they would actually flood it and
right,
they would have ships
fine.
And people attacking each other in
that's
there.
That's fine, but it was so over the top.
How do you transport a shark, by the way?
This is my point. Or how do you capture these baboons that they were using? They look like they were like
from
the most
Wizard
vicious
of Oz?
Creatures of all time. No, like scary, big, hulked up, monster, muscular baboon. Bro. Anyway, I had to watch. It's one of those things where it was like, there was no way I wasn't going to watch it. I had to just watch it because the first Gladiator to me was one of the best movies.
It was amazing.
Ever. I loved it. This was epically bad.
You know what you should watch if you get a chance, and I was considering making it my buy. Yeah, is the Squid Games is back, man. Squid Games is.
You
back.
Know, I just finished Tulsa King, which I can't recommend highly enough, with Stallone on Paramount Plus. I think it's excellent. Its second season just ended. Now I'm on this Landman with Billy Bob Thornton. Landman.
What's that
on Paramount? It's an oil about like big oil. company. Oh. He works for a big oil company. It's really solid landmark.
Mikey, I may ask for your Paramount login info solely just to I don't want the subscription. I just want to watch the Christian Pulisic documentary. They did a doc for him. That's all I want to watch, and then I'm out of there.
No problem.
I want to see that, but I don't want to do the account because then you know how that's going to go.
So I actually got gifted this account. My sister-in-law, who shares all of – I share all of, like, my passwords with my sister-in-law for Netflix and Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, all that stuff. So she gifted me in return because I was like, the only one I don't have is Paramount Plus. I got that for Christmas. Great gift,
by that, that's a great gift to do.
Great gift.
Because I've really
been
on Hulu.
I've only watched Paramount Plus now since Christmas. I've been so deep on Paramount Plus.
The HBO stuff. Max is maybe the best.
Oh, that's tremendous. I mean, yeah, I have that.
I do love it.
You have to have
highly recommend.
Hulu is pretty solid too, like low under the radar.
I highly recommend The Sopranos, by the way, which I'm watching on
like
HBO.
That show. It's a good show.
It's heated up. I'm there. I'm in. It's funny.
It's
Narod,
gonna get better, man.
Narod came to me like she knew I really wanted to watch The Sopranos, and I was on like episode 8, and she's like, "You could watch, like you could just fill me in." She's like, "What did I miss? Like, could you fill me in?" I was like, "To be honest with you, you didn't miss a single thing. You're coming at the exact episode that you need." He's talking to a psychiatrist. This came in, boom. And it hit. Yeah, we're locked in.
What season are you on?
Season 2, like episode 4.
Richie
April. So you want to tell us what you want?
You're in with Richie April, right?
Yo, easy with Joey D, because he's about to.
No, Joey. Yeah,
Richie April's a psycho, dude.
Richie April probably a top 5 Sopranos.
Mikey, you can't get him cooking. You can't
I'm not. I'm just saying, good season, Richie April. Season.
My dad loved that.
Season
said,
3 is even better. That's
he
said, when
he
you
goes.
Get,
here he goes.
That's when you get Ralph Cifaretto.
All right. He said
the character name.
Even my dad said he got such a kick out of Joe giving up the Sopranos to me because he said he knew right when I mentioned it that Cutsy was going to say something. And then
did they kill the snitch yet?
I thought he had said that he had just finished that episode. He was on that episode.
It's a great clip. By the way, big shout out. E. Anderson, who did the montage. Two things. Bone doing the compilation for the Bruntly Dumb Show. He did a clip. And then the entire episode last week was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
It really was. It was fucking awesome. E. Anderson helped out on a really good compilation. So really, I mean, to think how long that took Bone. It had to take him a long time. And then E. Anderson as well. So really, really appreciate it. And I think people really enjoyed it. I'm going with two quick buys. First buy, I think it's an obvious one. The college football playoff. Without question.
That's good because a lot of people are selling it. So that's good.
It's like, dude, but that's the thing. And I've seen that. Mike, it's like a lot of people selling it. Like, what else is better? Like, how could you, granted, there were some shitty games in the beginning. You can argue who should have gone in, who can't. At least more teams are in it now rather than two teams. But is it not incredible? Like
I
what
mean,
is
Arizona State was right there. I mean, they could beat Texas.
I mean, look, I love college football. Maybe more, and maybe because it's my pro team has sucked so badly for so long. But I love college football to me. College football Saturday. I know we always talk NFL Sunday. If you can get a free college football Saturday on a good slate where you're just going from 12 noon to 10, 11 at night watching college football, the pageantry, I don't want to say it, but the pageantry, the emotion, the crowds, the home field, I thought it was awesome so far. People are bitching about the seating, which I think they're going to clean that up. And you won't see like a Boise State, Arizona State just getting a bye because they won their conference. They'll figure that out. But this is better than like,
it's fair.
Like you said, Bob, what's the alternative? You know what I mean? Like if you only had 4 teams in this playoff, I think you would have been missing some of the better teams. I honestly do. And I'm not saying that because my team is in the semifinal, but like, I think you'd be missing out on it. So I love it. I mean, I love it, but a lot of people don't. A lot of people are fucking complaining about it.
Just like you said, I don't see what the alternative is. I agree the seating could be better for sure, and that
they'll
will
clean
be
that
fixed.
Up.
Yeah.
Clean that up.
But overall, I mean, it's fucking awesome. Like, I love it. Like a March Madness style with college football. Yeah, it's
awesome.
It's been great. And then another quick buy that nobody does anymore that I really want to see more and more of. Simple, but lost. It's not there anymore. Nuts at the Bar. Like when you go to a bar, When's the last time you're able to go to a bar and they had like nuts there, you know, or peanuts or nuts? And you end up drinking more from all the salt. So it helps the bar, you would think, their bottom line. It gives you something to do. Sometimes you don't want to have a meal. You just want to go to the bar
snack,
and eat.
Little snack.
Yeah. What happened to that?
I would say COVID. I would say COVID.
Too many fingers.
COVID. Yeah, too many fingers in the pot. You know, along came Polly again. We've been talking about that movie, but that was a big thing, you know, in that movie when he was like, she was eating, Jennifer Aniston was eating the nuts out of the fucking bar bowl. And, well, Ben Stiller had a fucking conniption fit.
What do you think about that, D-man?
Well, no, if you go to a high-end establishment, like if the place has a Forbes five-star standard, you have to have,
Joe, he was talking about like, I think he was talking about like dive bars.
I'm saying talking our about bars. We had to have three different variations of bar snacks that you placed on the table. One of them was nuts. The other one was olives. And then one of them was pretzels. And you had like at least two different bar snacks to be eligible to be in a Forbes five star. Like that was a prerequisite requirement.
Yeah, it's true. Because I was talking dive bars, but yes.
Oh, I didn't know you were talking dive bars.
There's a place, and
I don't think I would want nuts from a dive bar, to be quite honest.
Yeah, but the people, you know what though? When you go to the dive bar, you don't care about that. Like, you're in there.
Like the place where you have the peanuts and they throw the shells on the floor. Like
I love that. By the way, if there was a bar that did that, I'd be all in on that. Five Guys does it. Why can't a dive bar do it? I think it's great.
Lone Star Steakhouse, I think, did that too. Ground Round, for those who know.
I think they did that as well. Did they do away with that though? I think they did.
I think COVID changed a lot of things.
Yeah.
Changed a lot of things.
I could see that being filthy, but I do think when you go to the dive bar, you don't give a fuck. Like, you're just going in there to have a good time. But yeah, something there to consider. All right. I is there anything else before we get into the top five that anybody wants to touch on?
The Forbes five star.
That was something we had to focus on.
And yes.
There's a place.
I didn't know he said dive bar. So that's
he didn't. To be fair, he didn't say dive bar. I just think that he was like, obviously from. Never mind.
There's a place in Miami, a really good one of the best steakhouses in Miami, called Prime 112 in South Beach.
Yes, I've heard of this.
Unbelievable. And they do at the bar, they do bacon. They have unbelievable, that candied bacon. They put bacon at the bar. Yeah.
Like what? Chopped up like into little like cubes?
No, probably
or something?
Like slices.
No, like you go in, there's a glass full of
that's
legit.
Tremendous.
Yeah, that's wild.
And you know what? The bacon is amazing.
I feel like
didn't we sell the thick cut bacon on this show? Didn't somebody sell that?
The Newski bacon, it's called, like the thick boy.
Yes. Candy. I thought somebody had said something that they were selling. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's
Mastro's
always
has a great one, Bob. That thick cut Newski bacon.
That's a big steakhouse appetizer.
Oh,
everyone.
Yeah.
I had to get that when Jet took my entree. I ordered that bacon just to get a couple nibbles or something.
Just to settle you in?
Yeah, yeah. Jet, by the way, has been deathly ill for like 2 weeks. It's very concerning.
Well, the guy went to a strip club on Christmas Eve.
Hold on. Jingle bells. Man. What happened?
Come on. What are we doing here?
He went to a titty bar on Christmas
Eve. I asked him on Christmas Day. I was wishing him
a
Merry
Jewish,
Christmas.
By the way. It was before Hanukkah.
Yeah,
that's fair. No, that's fair.
I'm sure
that's a big business.
I said, "How's New York?" He said, "I'm going through it. I feel terrible today." I said, "Why? What happened?" He said, "We got after it last night." I was like, "It was Christmas Eve. What'd you do?" He's like, "Yeah, we went to a strip club." I was like, "Oh boy,
I got
that
fun.
Had to be a scene."
Yeah, Joe said to me yesterday, he's like, "Could we call Benny's friends Benny Schicker and the Schickers because they like worship him? Like to them he like made
it." It would have had to be throwing shekels onto the stage.
Yeah, that's what Joe said. Joe was like, "Could you imagine all those Schickers just throwing shekels out?" Yo, Joe went on a run yesterday.
Mikey.
Here's something for the toll plaza on your drive home, sweetheart.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Yeah, that's horrible, bro. That's horrible. Really good stuff, though.
My God.
Really good.
Cutsy had his A-plus stuff yesterday and just had me fucking dying all day long.
There are times where Bob will just look over at me and just start laughing, and I'm not doing anything, Mike. He just looks at me and just starts cracking up.
He was cracking me up. There's days where he just has it, and you know you're in for a good day. And some of the shit that was coming out of his mouth. I might need to check with Jed if that's okay to put in. I don't see it.
Oh, we got it. Just put it in. Young man, he's having himself a day.
Let's get into our top five. We didn't do a top five last week with the compilation episode. I took home the last one of the year.
What was it we did?
No, I don't remember.
It was you won billionaires, and then after billionaires, it was upsets, top five upsets.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That we had. And I thought Joe might sneak it because his USC Texas was really good. Some people were really, you know what we forgot in top five upsets? Somebody put in the comments.
The Warriors.
100% correct. Yeah. The Cavs coming back on the Warriors 3-1. That could have gone like top two.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Yeah, we just missed it.
So I've got a question for all the gamers out there. Are you seriously going to miss out on Alienware's holiday event? I mean, these are holiday prices we're talking about, so it's not just another sale. I took a look, and this is some pretty big bang for your buck. You know, it's Alienware with some of the most advanced engineering out there, with systems at the top of reviewers' lists. And what about a gift for yourself? Give yourself a new Alienware 16 Area 51 gaming laptop. I mean, this thing's got performance at the absolute next level with Intel Core Ultra processors. Plus, you can save on all kinds of displays and accessories like the Alienware 32 4K QD OLED gaming monitor for ultimate visual fidelity. These really are incredible deals on PCs with otherworldly performance. So I'd visit Alienware.com/deals soon and grab what you can before it's too late.
So this week's top five is going to be top five college coaches to play for. Like, if you're a top recruit, you can play for any coach at any time. Has to be a college coach. Top five college coaches. I think I'm going to go third. And then, Mikey, correct me if I'm wrong. Was it you or Joe who won second?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Fuck, that's a problem.
Yeah, I think it was me.
Check it, Joe. Check Brilliantly Dumb Tracker. It'll be right on there.
He's terrific. Shout out. Yeah, he really is. He puts like the stats of all how he the does. Top fives. He's amazing.
He does.
Anything, Joe?
Tracker, hold on. Dumb Tracker. I can't find it. Maybe it's
It was Joe. Let's just say it was Joe. I think it
I don't want to.
Do you think it was Joe?
I think it was.
I think it was, but I don't want to also alter the. Here it is. Brilliantly Dumb Show Tracker. Okay. So we had the last one. This was 1 week ago. Yeah, it was. 44% Bob, 30% me, 26%.
Bob, you're going third?
Yeah, I'm going to go third.
You're going third? I'll go first.
Yeah. Because I don't think there's like a clear cut one. I don't think. So Mikey's second.
Top five coaches you want to play for?
Correct. All college.
Past or present? Correct. Obviously.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number one, I'm going to go Nick Saban.
Okay. Mikey V.
I'm going to go.
Yeah, it's not an easy one this week.
No, it really isn't.
I think Joe's one was the way to go, though. I think you got to
save
him.
Yeah, that's right. I agree. I'll do another Bama coach, though. Give me Bear Bryant.
Okay. I will go with give me Coach K.
Yep.
And then give me... Urban Meyer.
Herbs.
Mikey's dear friend, Mikey's personal friend. So don't get him a cameo joke, because that's
no. You say that's an exaggeration. I never said that. That's a pretzel.
Paul's personal friend.
The first pretzel of 2025.
No, he said that Jim McMahon was personal friend, and there.
If you've talked over the years, over almost 10 years with a person, I would say that that's close enough.
So if
that's ridiculous, a close personal friend is you and I. That's a close personal friend.
No, that's more than that, I believe.
Well, we're brothers, but personal friend. But how many interactions have you had with Jim?
Multiple interactions.
That's a very good aversion, Bob.
But Mikey, if you said to Jim McMahon, mm-hmm. do you know Mikey Beardown Cuz? No, yeah. No question.
Instant yes.
Okay, yeah, instant. I'm not gonna ask you to call him.
Does he know you as Mikey fine. With like your like your state?
Yeah, Mikey.
Or does
Mike,
he know you
yeah,
as Beardown Cuz?
No, I think just Mike or Mikey. Yeah, that would be fine.
Right. Well, one would argue if he was a close personal friend, he would know the Beardown Cuz.
Right,
like
he would.
Alias.
He definitely does. He definitely does.
Yeah. Do you remember one of my favorite moments of the show was when Cutsy called Johnny Manziel and somebody picked up and was like, "Hello." Yeah,
yeah. Change his number, Bob.
Yeah, I will say, Manziel's gone through like 5 different numbers.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he really has.
Guys like AT&T, dude.
All right, we're sponsored by Mint Mobile, believe it or not, D.
Yeah, I'm Mint.
Head over back to Mikey.
I'll take John Wooden. UCLA legend. I mean, one of the greatest leaders of all time.
But what do you know?
How many?
I know he's respected as one of the most motivational coaches in the history of coaching, Bob.
What do you
in like the 50s?
Yeah, dude. You don't.
I mean, it's my pick, guys. It's my pick.
Did you even watch a single team game that he had coached for? All right.
I didn't have him on my list.
John Wooden.
Legend.
Guy sounds fucking like fucking ancient.
Guy's a legend.
All right.
Go ahead.
Makes my picks easier. Bob, I'm going to go with Dan Hurley. Who wouldn't want to play for that guy, man?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to come back and I will go with Coach O, Mr. Ed Oregon.
Ogeron?
Origin, whatever. I can't pronounce the name.
Eddie Oregon.
Go Tigers.
Eddie Oregon.
Go Tigers.
I love the pick, but man, is that a butcher job?
Coach Oregon. Coach Oregon.
I always call him Coach O.
Go Tigers.
He was a great coach. Great, great fucking personality.
He got run out of town real quick. I like him too. Give me Bob Knight. Give me Bobby Knight.
All right, I like that one. Oh, Mikey's back on the board.
Coach Oregon.
That's fucking unbelievable, bro.
I always call him Coach O.
Sure.
All right.
Sorry, or Jean.
Give me John Calipari.
I think he's a little overrated.
Dude, he's a player's coach, man.
He get guys in the NBA. I will say that much, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, he gets the recruits. What he does with them, you can argue. He's got one national title, but he gets those recruits. So I got Calipari. And then after that,
big pick here, Bob.
Yeah. After that, give me Tom Izzo, Michigan State.
Yeah, he's a good one. The Izzo. He's been there forever, it feels like.
Oh, he's got to be one of the most, he's got to be the most tenured coach.
They have a good team again this year.
Do they?
Yeah, they're solid.
Okay, over to Mikey V.
Yeah, this is getting a little crazy now.
Give me Buck Showalter.
Good coach.
Great burger.
Wooden.
I mean, John Wooden's a legend, bro.
But like, all right, go ahead.
There he is. yes. Put me down. You know who I love? I really do. Dean Smith, former North Carolina coach. Big Dean Smith guy. I know. I'm a Dean Smith guy. Always have been.
Me Dean Glad Smith. You are, because I never heard the name.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. You don't know ball. So we'll keep it rolling.
You know, there's no worse dish you could send at somebody nowadays than they don't know ball. Like, that hits so.
I didn't realize I needed to know Dean Smith to know ball.
I mean, you don't know Eddie Oregon.
I didn't pronounce the name right. I knew him well enough.
There's no way you could think his last name was Oregon. There's just no way.
I never called him like his full name. I've always said Coach O.
Yeah. Coach Oregon.
He was so excited, too.
Dean Smith coached Michael Jordan.
Wow.
It's a terrible.
He's a fucking, he's a legendary coach from one of the most legendary, probably the most legendary college basketball program, or top three of all time. He's the Coach K of North Carolina, Bob.
Go ahead, Joe.
I'm going to go with the guy you may have heard of, Michael. I'm going to go with a guy by the name of Jim Harbaugh. How about that?
Yeah, that.
Guy had one good year in college.
No, but that
was a great coach. He was with Stanford. He was unbelievable.
He's a good college coach.
He's an unbelievable college coach. One of the best ever. And by the way, he's a pretty damn good NFL coach. Look what he's doing.
Oh, I know. I think he's actually a better NFL coach than he is a college coach.
By the way, the way I'm looking at it is not by like, as much as success does definitely have to play in it, it's more of like, I'm thinking of like,
who do you players want to play
coach. Yeah. Correct. And by the way, the guy promotes his guys more than anyone else. He went and said that J.J. McCarthy was the greatest of all time. Like, he promotes his players.
I think it's a good pick. I didn't even have it. I think it's a good pick.
All right. And my last, but not least, there's some good ones still available. But I'm going to have to go with the guy who really just tickles the fancy. And I think that's Mr. Bruce Pearl, Auburn coach. Wears his heart on his sleeve, full of life, passion. Just a real one, dog.
Okay, and then?
It's Mikey.
Mikey, yeah.
And then, Bob, you're the last. Oh, this will be good.
See, there's a name that I thought Mikey was going to snag for sure.
Yeah. I don't know who you could be talking about.
I mean, not crazy success, but just an all-out, the number one guy to play.
Oh, really?
I'd give this guy a double-double.
Oh, man. He's no fuck.
It's gonna be good, Bob. Brace yourself. It's gonna be real spicy.
A lot of great clips from this episode, but
we got a real spicer brewing up here from Michael.
You want to call clock on him, Joey D?
Bobby Bowden.
Take it back. It wasn't spicy.
All right, give me the one. The only Jim Valvano.
Yes, Jimmy Valvano.
I thought I was gonna snag.
I completely forgot about him. I had him in my head earlier in the round, and I forgot, and that was it.
Jimmy Valvano. Honorable mentions. Let me know if I'm missing anything. Roy Williams, Kirby Smart, Billy Donovan,
Dabo Sweeney.
I had on there. Bill Belichick. I thought somebody may pull, being that he's a college coach now. Which is a wild play, but
I don't think the committee would have to be out on that.
You think the committee would have came in?
He's never coached in college.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, fellas, I'll tell you what, really, really strong episode. Very, very hot start, but this is what we're all about. It's been another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We start the new year with a bang. We love you, appreciate you. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe. 2025 is without question the year of the Brilliantly Dumb Show, as was 2024. I love you, boys. I appreciate you, boys. Happy Football Sunday. We'll see you next week.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No